we may be a little way off yet from getting an NFL American football franchise based in London. It seems to be getting closer, but the domestic game, especially in our city, seems to be flourishing. Three of the teams in the National League Premier South are local to us. Two of them setting the pace, I think, at the moment. I don't know if I'm going to get some agreement. Yes, I'm getting some agreement from the guests. Good! How strong's the sport? How easy to get into? Playing, helping, watching, being involved. Well, I'm delighted to say joining the studio from the two guests from the London Blitz, quarterback Tim Lechte over there, and wide receiver Jasper Van Duren, to talk about the season so far and more. Thanks for coming in, chaps.
If Tim,
if I can come to you first, it seems to be, I mean, there's been so much talk over the last couple of years, especially with the games being hosted over here, an NFL franchise coming to probably London. Has that actually benefited your sport? I mean, have you found more and more people actually wanting to get involved just at your level playing?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, from a committee point of view, we get loads of messages from people contacting us, asking us to join the team and play for us, and whether it's just to help out and want to play for us as a player, or if they just want to come down and help us out in terms of, you know, just on the committee side of things. We get a lot of contact, especially that time of year. September, October time tends to be one of the peak times when the NFL games come over to Wembley Stadium to play there. And it really does build up the atmosphere that we get and the promotion that we see as a team in general, definitely.
And Jasper, you know, we've talked to London Blitz in the past and obviously got great history of being champions, whatever. But there are some London rivalries now. There are some key London rivalries. This is relatively new.
I think it's always special to play against another London team, and of course you want to win every game. But when you play against someone else from London, it's even more important to win. And I think especially the London Warriors is a big rivalry, and the games we play against them is always bring something special to the to the table. It's a great game. It's all the ingredients for proper American football in the UK. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we talk about people getting involved, I mean, are there individuals who've never played before who just fancy having a go, and how easy is it to sort of get involved in a?
It's they reach out to us, whether it's through word of mouth, through Facebook, through email, when they just come down and just see us playing on the underground, saying, "Oh, I can see your shoulder pads. What do you do? What do you play? Where do you play?" And you just, you know, you get them involved, you get them passionate to the sport, and it is a very developing sport that we see growing day in and day out. And we get a lot of people just coming down, and we get a lot of people who've never played before. It's their first time, they're just interested in it. They've seen a YouTube video and they said, "You want to try that? I want to try something different." And it is a sport that anyone of any shape and size can play. There's a position for everyone. So we get loads of people coming down. At London Blitz, we have multiple teams. For the seniors, anyone that's 18 and over, we have an elite team and a B team. B team kind of specializes for people who do want to play for the first time, who do want to just get involved, get into something that's different, something that they're not used to, but when they're happy to give it a go.
Because if you look at, just looking on the website, look at the roster of number of names that you've got, you need a lot of people in order to play a game anyway in the first place. But then if there's opportunities, if there's more than two teams, but it does look like you've got a really big group of people, Jasper.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. The team itself is large, and the London Blitz as an organization is growing as well. As Tim said, that we've got now two teams for the seniors, but even we've got younger teams for like young kids who played a non-contact version of it. So it is really growing. So It is. You need a lot of people. It will definitely help. And maybe if you compare it to other sports, you see why. You know, do you need 50 players for a game day? But towards the end of the season, after 10, 12 games, you're happy. You got some spare players every now and then, because people do get banged up. And you do need them in the end to have some extra players on the team. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a physical sport as well, Tim, isn't it? I mean, it's what people have to. But they're. You know, the health and well-being of those who play is critically important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from day one at practice, you're taught how to tackle properly, how to, you know, minimize the risk of injuries. Everyone has a proper equipment, making sure that your equipment is up to date as well. Because as great as it is, you have to make sure that, you know, you are getting the best equipment out there to make sure, you know, you're not spending the day in the hospital, but rather enjoying your time on the field with your teammates. And whether it's, you know, having really expensive shoulder pads and helmets or just a mouth guard, you have to make sure you have everything to really stay intact.
And how, what is the health of the sport like? How is it, do you notice it's getting better? the quality is getting better, the competition is getting better?
No, absolutely. I think with the sport growing as a whole, especially across universities in England and further in Britain and across Europe, the sport is becoming bigger. Coaches are being better prepared, better qualified to train and to lead, especially younger kids. And as Tim said, go over the proper techniques, make sure that people are knowing what they're doing instead of just mindlessly running into each other, basically. So there's all the tools in place now to keep the injuries as limited as much as possible. But of course, in the end, it's a contact sport like any other contact sport. So injuries do happen, but I would say that especially now with more qualified people on and off the field, that it will hopefully, it will be slightly reduced overall, absolutely.
And how much would it mean to the sport actually if there were to be a franchise based over here?
Well, I think it'd be huge. I think it'd be great. I mean, in America, you have 16 games regular season, 8 home and 8 away. So having every year we'd have 3 at Wembley Stadium, but jumping that up to 8 would be phenomenal. I think we'd see a big increase in the teams in our level, the attention that they get, the kind of the money side of it as well, because it is growing, but it still has a long way to go to get to where other countries like France and Germany and Switzerland are. They're at a much higher level than we are in terms of that department. But it would be great. I think it's something that we'll see, not right away, maybe 5-10 years down the line, in my opinion. But I think for the sport, it would be a huge step in the right direction.
So why are France, why Switzerland, why is it better there?
I think it's a combination of factors. One part that plays a big role is money.
Yeah.
So
that plays a huge role in everything, doesn't it?
Indeed. Absolutely, absolutely. So there's a few... There's a few reasons, I think, why I said that money is a big one. The leagues are slightly are structured slightly differently. So in Britain, it's a complete all the players on a full amateur basis.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to get paid and things like that. In other countries in Europe, that's different.
Right.
So that of course attracts a different type of players. So we see that. More and more sort of talented players and a lot of money goes to these countries, and in advance or in sort of in return, we now see the US also picking up on high talent across Europe. So it goes two ways, but I think that's the main reason why there's why certain countries are running ahead of others.
Funding's key, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
in all many respects, and because when you're doing it from an amateur point of view, it's all down to the individuals, isn't it? I mean, clubs can get funded, but the individual has to show commitment to the sport financially.
Definitely. I mean, we do see, we get a couple of years ago, we were sponsored by O2, which was great, and got a bit of funding from them, and it does help us out as a club. But the players have put in the commitment as well, and that's a huge, huge commitment to see. You know, it's 2-3 times a week that we practice at least, and then outside of practice, you have your gym sessions. You have to make sure that you're learning your playbook, that you're doing what you can do, so that come game day, you're ready to take on your opponent. You have to be better than your opposition at each time, and that's something that we strive to do day in and day out, and we really push forward to it. But commitment for American football is huge. It really is. Yeah. You can't just I'm a huge, huge football, so, you know, soccer fan as well. And with that, you can go in the park and play with your friends, no problem, and just have a 5-a-side kick about. With American football, you can't do that as much. You have to know your playbook. It's a very, very different sport. They say it's like the chess of sports. You have to really know your playbook and know everything about it. And it's a huge, huge commitment, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in regards to the season so far.
Yep.
A couple of losses last couple of weeks, is that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
No. So you've got to bounce back.
Absolutely, and we will. We'll have trust in the team. Now it's especially last week, the loss against Bristol. It's a tough loss. Every loss is tough.
Yeah, sure.
I think. I mean, with being London Blitz as such a high sort of regarded team in the country, of course, all eyes on
everyone
on
wants
us.
To beat you.
Absolutely, and also when we do make a mistake, it's being put on a magnifying glass. And but it's behind us. It's done. There's nothing we can change about it anymore. We've got another game this Sunday, so what we need to do is bounce back, get everything up in order, and still the sort of goals for the season haven't changed, and it's win the national championship.
So it's arranged in sort of conferences again, isn't it? So where do you have to finish in the table to make sure you progress?
We have to be top two, so win the Premiership, and there's divided North and South. I believe there are six teams in the North and six teams in the South. So we have five home games and five away games with the other five teams in the South with us. So we have won three, lost two at the moment. Last two that we lost were both the last two games we played, which was tough. London Warriors was the first one we lost to, biggest rivals for us.
Yeah.
And then Bristol Aztecs, who've been grown as a team and gotten much stronger over the years. And hats off to them, they played really well last week. And then we had a couple of missed assignments and things that we should have capitalized on that we didn't. And they got the win and we got the loss, unfortunately. This weekend we're playing London Olympians, which definitely should get back to winning ways with that game. But if we, of the Premiership South, if we finish in the top two, then we go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably be traveling up to play one of the best team up in the North. And then winner of that game goes to the final.
And if people wanted to come to see you play, if they want to get involved, what do they do?
I would say the easiest way is with a lot of things these days, go on social media, find us on Instagram, Facebook. If you're interested in playing, helping out, or just in the sport in general, send us a message, get in touch, and we'll get back to you.
Which is about how we interacted. But I mean, as far as people just coming to watch, I mean, as you say, there may be people who are fans of American football who maybe think, you know, I fancy going to watch a bit. I don't know where it is, but actually, as you say, it's taking place. There's games out there for people
definitely.
To come and see.
I mean, if they follow us on Instagram, just at London Blitz, if they go to our Facebook page, London Blitz, all the information's there for the upcoming games, location, times, everything. It'll all be there, and they're more than happy to come down. We'd love to have as many fans there as possible, without a doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great. It's great encouragement, isn't it? Really, from that point of view, and just from the sport. We've talked about, we started off by saying, you know, is it burgeoning? It will continue to burgeon with obviously your input, people's input who love it, but a bit of extra support as well. But you see this as a positive step? If there's a pathway, if there's talent identification, you never know, that there could be players that have come through the domestic game that end up playing right at the top?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it actually in Germany recently. There was a player who played for the Unicorns, a team, very, very good team there in Germany, who got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings recently, who's now playing professionally in America. And I think, I might be getting the numbers a little bit wrong, but I think he was about 22 years old when he first started playing it. He watched a YouTube video, just a highlight of Adrian Peterson playing American football, and thought, yeah, I'll give that a go. And the guy's natural talent, I think 3 or 4 years after playing in Germany, he got drafted in America, and now he's playing out there professionally. And this was just a couple of months ago he got drafted. But it is very, very rare that it's happened. We do see it happening more and more now, obviously. And it's great for having the American football given the attention in Europe that it's getting now, not just with the Wembley games, but also in France and Germany. We see players, there's another French player playing for the New York Giants as a wide receiver out there. So a lot of talent in Europe is now, being pushed back over to America. And vice versa, we see the Americans coming over here and playing in Europe. So it's great to have that connection.